And thank you so much for being with us again. So remember when President Trump was in office and Mexico was sending over the worst? They were sending over the rapists. They were sending over the murders, which was a true statement. And of course, the left, they still try to take it like President Trump was being racist. No, what he was saying was true. When Venezuela emptied their prison cells, where did they send them? To the United States of America. Mexico was allowing them to come into the country. They were helping them. They were actually putting them on buses from the southern border of Mexico and taking them to their northern border, which is our southern border. And then President Trump put his foot down. He said, look, if you're going to continue this, I'm going to put sanctions on Mexico. And guess what happened? They straightened up. They stopped the trafficking. President Trump had it down to like 95% under control. Yes, 95% under control. Of course, because he put his foot down with Mexico, because Mexico was allowing this to happen. But since then, now that Joe Biden is there, Mexico has been basically threatening the United States of America, holding America hostage with all the fentanyl that's coming into the country. And the reason why the fentanyl is coming into the country and killing so many Americans is different than the fentanyl killing people in Mexico. Why is that? Well, listen to the reason why they're saying that fentanyl is killing Americans more so than they are anywhere else. Watch this.
The DEA says cartels are mass producing fentanyl, and the U.S. State Department has said that most of it is coming out of Mexico. Are they wrong?
Yes.
No.
Or rather, they don't have all the information, because fentanyl is also produced in the United States.
The State Department says most of it's coming from Mexico.
Fentanyl is produced in the United States, in Canada, and in Mexico, and the chemical precursors come from Asia. You know why we don't have the drug consumption that you have in the United States? Because we have customs, traditions, and we don't have the problem of the disintegration of the family.
Because we don't have the disintegration of the family. And what is he referring to there? I believe he's referring to, look, what you're doing to your children. You're sexualizing the kids. You remove the father from the household. You don't want men to be men any longer. That's a true statement. And they're using it. He's using it. And he's probably not the only world leader that's using this as an advantage against the American people. He knows that China is shipping the fentanyl materials to Mexico. They're manufacturing them in Mexico by and large, and then they're shipping them into the United States of America. He didn't even deny it. All he went on to say was that, well, you know, the United States of America is manufacturing the fentanyl as well. Like, we all know that China is sending it. We all know that they're manufacturing it in Mexico, and they are manufacturing some of it here in America, because the drug cartel, they're trafficking the drugs into the United States of America, into Biden's America. As a result, it is killing countless Americans. They know that it is. They know it's a problem. But what do they do about it? Absolutely nothing. Here, look at this one. Here's another one, another clip on this. Joe Biden's there. They have Joe Biden. No matter where Joe Biden goes, he's the puppet on the string. And he doesn't even know where he is half the time. Joe Biden probably doesn't even remember making this trip. Probably don't even remember it. Watch this. This is disturbing.
With the ear of the White House, President Lopez Obrador proposed his fix, that the United States commit $20 billion a year to poor countries in Latin America and the Caribbean.
See that? $20 billion. They want us to commit $20 billion to them. Really? Why does the United States of America need to commit $20 billion? And Joe Biden, looking like that Muppet on the Muppets, the angry man, or not that one, not even that one. He looks like the Jeff Dunham with the angry man.
The old angry man.
He looks just like him. Got a hand stuck up his butt. Right? Talking about the terrorists. I kill you. Isn't that interesting? But anyways, listen to this report, because they're threatening, saying, look, if you don't give us $20 billion, you don't commit to $20 billion every year, that we're going to continue to have the southern border open and we're going to help the people get to America. Watch. You can't make it up.
Lift sanctions on Venezuela, end the Cuban embargo, and legalize millions of law-abiding Mexicans living in the U.S.
If they don't do the things that you've said need to be done, then what?
The flow of migrants will continue.
Your critics have said what you're doing or what you're asking for to help secure the border is diplomatic blackmail. What do you say?
I'm speaking frankly. We have to say things as they are. And I always say what I feel. I always say what I think.
I mean, he might as well be... I mean, how do we know he wasn't a part of the cartel? That's what he sounds just like that.
You know,
this is
the
how
problem.
They negotiate.
Here's the problem. We have given them millions and millions and millions of dollars. But the fact is, the money does not trickle down. It doesn't get to the people. It doesn't help the people. It goes to the cartels and to the government's pockets. And so that's not a solution. And I bet that if Trump was in office, he would tell him that, right? The only reason why he is doing this, Will, is because he can. Because Biden is weak. Biden doesn't stand up to people. You know what's really infuriating? The only person he's really standing up to is Netanyahu, which is our ally.
That's a very good point.
Every other person, you know, because today they voted down. The UN voted for the ceasefire, and we, for the first time, did not protect them. We didn't veto it. We abstained. And of course, now Netanyahu is upset, even though they've had conversations and Biden said he's not supporting the invasion of Rafah. But that's the only person that Biden is standing up to.
He's standing up to Benjamin Netanyahu.
And really, I don't even know if it's standing up. I just feel like he's just failing to support
So let me actually, before we get out of here, let me play some of this really quick about the ceasefire in Israel. Listen to this, because this is going to boil over. The country's on the verge. I mean, things are just getting worse, and it's not letting up. Listen to some of this.
As Hamas announces another Israeli hostage has died, demonstrators taking to the streets to demand the terror group release all of its remaining captives. Trey Yingst reports.
John, good evening. It's day 170 of the war between Israel and Hamas, and the region is waiting to see if and when the Israelis will enter Rafah. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up his tour of the Middle East and had some tense meetings here in Tel Aviv with the War Cabinet about what comes next. Biden administration officials, from the president himself to Vice President Kamala Harris, have all had the same message. Do not enter Rafah, with the vice president saying this on Saturday.
We're looking at about 1.5 million people in Rafah who are there because they were told to go there, most of them. And so we've been very clear that it would be a mistake to move into Rafah with any type of military operation.
As for the ceasefire negotiations, talks wrapped up this weekend in Qatar amid hopes for a fresh agreement. According to reports, CIA Director William Burns, along with top Israeli intelligence officials, left Doha empty-handed. The conversations are expected to continue, with officials here hoping it could lead to a six-week ceasefire with the release of dozens of Israeli hostages. Inside Gaza, Israeli troops are still operating in the Al-Shifa hospital complex in northern Gaza. The Israelis say they've arrested 480 terror operatives from Hamas and Islamic Jihad. We have no way to independently confirm that number.
So this is happening when, even though they went to the United Nations, like Shannon just mentioned, and most of the time, all of the time, except for now, you have the world coming down on Israel, and they're calling for a ceasefire.
I mean, the Bible says that they will all rise up against her,
yeah,
right?
Every other time before, the United States would step in and veto it. But this time, the United States of America did not intervene.
Nope.
United States of America said, Ali bye. What does this mean?
Yeah, and Kamala even today, Will, there's an article saying that she even suggests that there'll be consequences for Netanyahu if he goes in. Rafah.
If he goes in. And let me, for those of you that don't understand what's happening, Israel went in, taking out Hamas. The Israelis told all of the innocent men, women, and children to go to certain areas. Well, all of those people went to those areas, but so did Hamas. And Hamas, being who they are, they operate behind civilian shields. So they're still shooting rockets at Israel, but you don't hear anything about that in the media. They're attacking Israelis from behind the civilians. Now Israel is saying that they need to send in military personnel, boots on the ground, because they just don't want to send, they just want to drop bombs. If they just drop bombs, then they'll get rid of everybody. But see, that's what Hamas wants. They want Israel to just drop bombs on all of the innocent people so they can blame Israel. But Israel was saying, no, we have to go in there and get Hamas directly because we don't want to harm innocent people. Well, listen to this one really quick. Do we have time for this one? Look at this one. This is what Kamala Harris, and she studied the map, everybody. So she's on the up and up for everything because she studied the map of what's happening in Israel. Watch this.
We have been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. Let me tell you something. I have studied the maps. There's nowhere for those folks to go. And we're looking at about 1.5 million people in Rafah who are there because they were told to go there, most of them. And so we've been very clear that it would be a mistake to move into Rafah with any type of military operation.
A mistake, but would there be consequences if he does move forward?
Well, we're going to take it one step at a time, but we've been very clear in terms of our perspective on whether or not that should happen.
Are you ruling out that there would be consequences from the United States?
I am ruling out nothing.
Ruling out nothing. Ruling out nothing. So what are the consequences? Is the United States of America going to go to war with Israel? What happens? Israel is the biggest, if not the only, major ally in that region of the world.
Oh, we've gotten tons of intelligence from them.
Yes.
I mean, they're the intelligence hub for us.
Yes.
Or one of them, at least.
The biggest ally, and we're turning our backs on them. But they don't want to turn their backs on Ukraine, and Ukraine is not an ally of the United States of America. They're not. They want to pour money. They want to do everything for Ukraine, but they don't want to do anything for Israel. And let me be clear about something. We don't need to fill anybody's bank accounts. Nowhere. Nobody's. Not a zip. But Israel, we should stand with Israel as an ally, if nothing else, because they've been there for us, we should be there for them. And as a Christian Judeo-ness nation, we are called to do so. It's going to get really hot. I see World War III just kissing at the door. It really is. So we have an opportunity here come November. That's if we make it to November, to vote these Democrats out, because we got to do it. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98, or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.